We love you, Jamal. East Coast bias. Your thoughts on not getting the six-man award?
It's twice in the season. But congrats to JR. You know, I think he had a heck of a season as well. They're definitely guys who are deserving. Jared Jack had a great season. Kevin Martin had a great season. JR and myself as well. So salute to all those guys.
Do you feel your numbers stacked up pretty well with what he did, especially in the fourth quarter, your numbers?
It's not about what I feel, honestly, because I learned with the All-Star game, whenever you can only control what you can control. Whenever it's up to coaches or media or whoever, you know, then you expect the unexpected, I guess.
What would it have meant to you?
It would have been great, but I think, honestly, it would have been more because I feel like we have the best bench in the NBA. So I kind of see myself and JR, even though people look at us as scores off the bench, I see us in different roles. Like, he's the second guy over there. You know, after Carmelo, he's taking 19, 20 shots. He's the second guy. They need that from him. But for us, I feel like we have the best bench, you know, so I'm just a piece of that. We have Bledsoe. We have Willie. We have Matt. We have Lamar, who was a six-man winner as well. We have Roni. We have some really good guys who are capable, you know, so I have to kind of – we all have to share, you know, so it's a little bit different situation.
Do you feel there is an East Coast bias involved in this kind of thing? Because that's typical. It's very common.
I mean, New York is New York. I've been there before, so yeah. I've seen it firsthand, you know. And, I mean, it was funny because last year at this time, everybody wanted to kind of run Melo out of town. You know, now he's up for MVP candidate, so that's just New York.
What were your initial feelings when you found out?
I can't say I was shocked, honestly, because I've seen where it start going over the last couple weeks, I guess. But I look at a whole season, I mean, from start to finish. But I've seen where people start kind of going with it towards the end.
When you think of awards, though, there's really only one you want anyway.
Yeah, you want to win a championship. You want to win a championship. And honestly, to be perfectly honest, coming into the season, winning the six-man or all-star wasn't really on my radar. It was more just kind of getting my respect back because people thought I had lost a step going to Portland, and, you know, and that was a heck of a year, and it motivated me to be ready coming in this year. So that was number one, and helping the team as best I can. And then all the other things kind of took on life of its own.
Did you have a text or a call or any of your teammates say anything that kind of helped you out?
I mean, all my teammates are so supportive. We all talk. And I actually text JR and tell him congratulations because he said he did have a great season. You know, so I text him congrats.
What did he say there?
Oh, he said it was a heck of a race and congrats as well on a great season.
No JC, but he's JR, and that's good enough.
Hey, no problem.